Thank you for joining us for today's call. Before I turn the call over to the company, we need to advise you of the following. Comments made on today's call may contain forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. These forward-looking statements are based on current assumptions and opinions and involve a variety of known and unknown risks and uncertainties. Actual results may differ materially from those contained in or suggested by such forward-looking statements. Important factors that might cause such differences include those set forth from time to time in the company's SEC filings, including the company's report on Form 10-K for the year ended December 31, 2016, and other current and periodic reports the company files with the SEC. At this time, I'd like to introduce Andrew Perlman, the Chief Executive Officer of Forum Holdings.
Good afternoon, and thank you all for taking the time to join us for an investor update and earnings call. I would like to update our shareholders on our full-year results, expand upon the update we provided in January, and review some of the near-term growth opportunities we see in our business segments that should drive revenues and result in enhanced profitability. Joining me today on the call are members of Forum Holdings, XpresSpa, Group Mobile, and Flycharge Management. We have Anastasia Nirkovskaya, Forum Holdings Chief Financial Officer, Ed Jankowski, XpresSpa's Chief Executive Officer, Darren White, the President of Group Mobile, and from Flycharge, we have Cliff Weinstein, the President of Flycharge and Forum's Executive Vice President. To summarize 2016, we made several important strategic changes that established a presence in the travel, health, and wellness industries and deepened our presence in the technology industry. I appreciate the feedback and support of our shareholders that we've received. Today, Forum has two key revenue drivers: XpresSpa, which was acquired in December 2016 and is the leading airport spa company in the world, and Group Mobile, which we've transitioned into a rugged computing, full-service integrated solutions provider poised for self-sustaining growth. XpresSpa is the company's largest acquisition to date and generated annual revenues in 2016 of $43.8 million. XpresSpa has approximately 50% market share in the United States as measured by the number of airport spas. It provides premium health and wellness services through its 53 locations within 22 of the largest and most desirable airport hubs in the United States, Amsterdam, and Dubai. Of the company's 53 spas, 49 are located in the United States. Concurrent with our due diligence, a management change was initiated in June of 2016, where luxury and airport retail industry veteran Ed Jankowski joined the company. Ed has been instrumental in streamlining XpresSpa's operations, which resulted in an immediate increase in same-store comparable sales from -1.6% in the first half of 2016 to 12% in the second half of 2016, and that momentum has continued into 2017. We see several opportunities in the near term to continue enhancing XpresSpa's growth and operations, which I'll expand upon later in my remarks. Our next largest contributor to Forum's revenue is Group Mobile. Prior to Forum's acquisition, Group Mobile was a reseller of rugged, mobile, and field-use computing products with limited resources, flat revenue, and no competitive differentiation. Upon adding key hires, completing system-level enhancements, and making a strategic bolt-on acquisition of a value-added reseller and services business called Excalibur Integrated Systems, Group Mobile has now completed its evolution from a reseller to a full-service integrated solutions provider. With that, I'd like to dive into our segments and provide some updates on financial performance as well as our strategic outlook for each, starting with XpresSpa. XpresSpa will be the platform by which the company will accelerate its growth in the travel, health, and wellness space. XpresSpa provides air travelers with premium health and wellness services, as well as a branded line of luxury travel products and accessories at its 53 locations. Counter to the instability of traditional retail, which has been exacerbated by shifting shopping preferences and the proliferation of e-commerce offerings, the airport retail market continues to grow due to increased travel security and screening requirements that are creating a captive environment within airport terminals globally. In response to these changes, airport consumers are demanding greater access to innovative and upscale retail food and services options. In fact, the North American airport retail market is on pace to grow at a 19% compounded annual growth rate to $9.9 billion annually in 2020, according to New Market Research and Micro Market Monitor. ExpressBus' flexible operating model with compelling store economics is a perfect partner for airport operations looking to stay on trend with the powerful health and wellness movement. Within airport retail, ExpressBus is the market leader in its category, with 49 locations domestically, a number we believe we can grow to over 100 locations over the course of the next 3 years through increased penetration of existing airports, deployment of its mobile kiosks, and expansion into airports not presently served by ExpressBus. From a global perspective, we believe that ExpressBus's unit opportunity can exceed 250 company-owned spas over the long term, of which 150 would be domestic and 100 international. This does not include franchise opportunities, which we are in the early stages of developing for secondary and tertiary airports. To accomplish this growth, we are currently participating in 13 RFPs for new spa locations that are being offered by airport retail authorities, and we expect in excess of 20 RFPs to become available this year. Traditionally, ExpressBus has successfully won approximately 80% of the RFPs it has entered, giving management confidence that the improvements they are making to the ExpressBus format and operations will only further solidify its leadership position in the future. We've just recently opened our fifth location at New York JFK International Airport Terminal 4, with another location at JFK coming shortly, and expect to open two locations this spring at Phoenix's Sky Harbor International Airport, and one location in the fall at Charlotte's Douglas Airport. We are already executing on these four scheduled openings for 2017, but importantly, this does not include the potential for several others, which will be dictated by the various RFP processes that we are currently engaged in. JFK is an excellent example of the store density we can achieve within airports. In fact, once the additional JFK build-out is complete, we will have 9 spas operating within JFK, which speaks to the unique dynamic of consistent demand in the airport environment. As I mentioned, ExpressBus spas have strong store-level economics with modest CapEx requirements that deliver strong cash-on-cash returns. These cash-on-cash returns are expected to generate a full payback in 2 to 2.5 years with a typical lease term of 7 years. Moving forward, we expect the build-out of new spa locations to cost less than $500,000 per spa and produce in excess of $1 million in revenue, with store-level contribution margins of 20%. We are comfortable that we can maintain and improve upon this store-level profitability over time. As attractive as the store economics are, there are considerable opportunities for improvement that will enhance revenues and margins. ExpressBus management has been instrumental in effecting immediate change in areas such as spa layout and labor management. These changes alone generated a pronounced increase in same-store comparable sales. To provide some further context on our labor opportunity, ExpressBus offers a product where demand outstrips supply. By simply executing on our workforce expansion initiatives of improving recruitment and retention of employees, the company should be able to better address this demand, improve customer service, and ultimately allow us to drive revenue growth. There is also significant opportunity for ExpressBus to improve our pricing strategies through optimization and price elasticity analyses, which will ensure that we are maximizing returns on investment at each individual location. As I've alluded to, the company is still early in its operational advancement. Management has commenced upgrades to its legacy IT infrastructure and point-of-sale systems, which will roll out in the fourth quarter of 2017. These systems will enable management to better understand the demands on each spa, pricing opportunities, and optimize labor needs in conjunction with implementations, so we can bring a level of consistency to our customers and allow us to execute on our promise of timeliness, which is inherent in our efforts to put the Express back in ExpressBus. These systems will allow a more complete solution for the company's traveling customers, permitting reservations and opening up targeted digital marketing to to approximately 150,000 Affinity members already in our system. Shifting towards the financials, we are confident in our original forecast of generating annual same-store sales increases of approximately 10% for the full year 2017. Our experience in the first quarter of 2017 validates this forecast, as we expect to have generated preliminary revenues of approximately $10.6 to $10.9 million during the quarter, despite the difficult comparison to the prior year caused by the shift of the Easter holiday out of the first quarter and into the second quarter, which we estimate shifted approximately $500,000 of revenue from the first quarter to the second quarter. In an effort to assist investors with modeling our ExpressSpa business, we think it's important that you have a better understanding of our seasonality given the lack of comparable financials. The historical seasonal cadence of ExpressSpa's sales progression throughout the year, all else equal, is as follows. The first quarter typically represents approximately 21% of annual revenue. The second quarter, 26%. The third quarter, 27%. And the fourth quarter, 26%. The seasonality is largely correlated to the variations in implantments based on our spa's geographical footprint. For the full year 2016, ExpressSpa generated $43.8 million of revenue, which represents a 13% increase as compared to the prior year. In the fourth quarter, it generated $11.4 million of revenue, which represents a 19% increase. As a reminder, our consolidated financials only reflect the stub period following the closing of the acquisition on December 23, 2016, through the end of the year. Now I'd like to transition and speak about our additional segments. For the full year 2016, Group Mobile generated $6.7 million of revenue. Bookings and customer commitments in the fourth quarter were $6.4 million, an increase of more than 450% versus the prior year period. These bookings support strong pipeline of revenue that will be recognized throughout 2017. Based on preliminary figures for the first quarter of 2017, management estimates that the company will recognize approximately $3.4 to $3.7 million of revenue in the quarter, which puts Group Mobile on pace to achieve 2017 target revenues in excess of $20 million. Similar to other technology solutions providers, Group Mobile's business is impacted by seasonality. The historical seasonal cadence of Group Mobile's sales progression throughout the year, all else equals, is as follows. First quarter typically represents approximately 19% of annual revenue, second quarter 37%, third quarter 26%, and fourth quarter 18%. The seasonality is largely correlated to the variations in capital budget spending for IT resources. We are comfortable that with its larger and more complete platform, Group Mobile should enjoy considerable gross margin expansion in 2017, and to that end, we are targeting a 300% plus basis point increase to over 15% of revenues, which will put Group Mobile on a path to profitability for the full year 2017. Group Mobile has the leadership team in place to further penetrate its markets following the recent addition of Excalibur Integrated Systems, which brings an important and complementary services business. This solidifies Group Mobile's evolution from a reseller to a full-service integrated solutions provider and is expected to better align the company with its consumers going forward while adding a higher margin mix of business to drive profitability. I will now touch on our cutting-edge charging technology company, FlyCharge. Last summer, FlyCharge launched its consumer product line in an effort to support existing and future partners. These orders were fulfilled towards the end of 2016, and the team has since launched an e-commerce presence on its website and through partnerships with online retailers. FlyCharge's consumer product line has been on the market for approximately 90 days, and the response thus far has been positive. While our direct-to-consumer business has potential, FlyCharge's management team focuses the vast majority of its time on further developing their partnerships with many of the leading global brands in verticals such as power tools, automotive, aerospace, education, hospitality, office, and conventions. It is our belief that the most effective way to gain traction and increase visibility is to leverage our partners' distribution channels and let FlyCharge's convenience speak for itself. People that appreciate the technology will create organic demand for our consumer products. Simply put, B2B will drive demand to B2C. I will now touch briefly on our IP portfolio. On December 5th, 2016, the company assigned the majority of its telecom patent portfolio, which totals approximately 500 patents and patent applications, back to Nokia. This effectively completes the company's licensing campaign as it relates to monetizing telecommunication patents. Moving forward, it will continue to extract as much value as possible from its remaining intellectual property assets, being ever conscious of maximizing return on investment. The company's intellectual property segment generated full year 2016 revenue of $11.2 million. This was due to a one-time licensing agreement of $8.9 million on the portfolio it has since assigned back to Nokia. Forum's capital structure remains sound, with current assets of $23.5 million, a cash balance of $17.9 million, and $6.5 million of long-term debt as of the end of 2016. In 2017, the company expects to improve its cash flows through extracting synergies from our acquisitions, which will be primarily focused in the areas of corporate functions. We also expect to realize improved cash flow due to expected revenue growth and the resultant leverage of our fixed cost base, which will provide the foundation for expanding operating margins as we realize scale. In closing, I would like to reiterate how excited we are about our operating businesses. ExpressBot takes us to the epicenter of the fast-growing travel, health, and wellness industry with the highly productive store economics. And Group Mobile has made significant improvements in 2016 and is positioned to attain profitability. These two core businesses are expected to generate in excess of $70 million of revenue in 2017. Our immediate focus is on building these core businesses, seeking strategic alternatives for Forum's remaining non-core assets. We see an immediate opportunity to leverage our platform, begin extracting synergies, and drive our culture of operational excellence. We look forward to updating Forum's shareholders on our pursuit to enhance shareholder value. Operator, you can now open up the call for Q&A.
Thank you. The floor is now open for questions. If you do have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. Questions will be taken in the order they were received. If at any time your question has been answered, you can remove yourself from the queue by pressing 1. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. Please hold while we poll for questions. Okay, and our first question comes from Josh Gottlieb. Please state your question.
Hi, it's Josh Gottlieb from Cedarview Capital. Hi, Andrew. Congrats on a good quarter. I had a question on your leasing program. How does it work exactly when you enter a new airport? How do the lease terms work?
So as you've outlined, the general term of lease is approximately 7 years, and as we move quarter to quarter, you'll see in our financials that, generally speaking, leases are a greater of formula, so we get a minimum guarantee and a revenue share. So as a percentage of revenue, we are normally paying 12% of our revenue to the airport because in almost every case, we're operating above the minimum guarantee. So the top line terms would be approximately 7 years, and I think as an expectation, paying about 12% of revenue.
Got it. Okay. And what are the upfront costs in getting a store up and running?
So a lot of it depends on the square footage of the store, but generally what we look for is a situation where the revenue generated and that 20% profit coming from the store will pay back the CapEx required to build out a store within the first 2 to 2.5 years at this point. And over time, we are working to be more efficient about our build-out costs. And obviously, as we grow same-store sales, the amount of time in which we'll get paid back for our CapEx will be compressed.
Great. Very helpful. Final question. ExpressBot seems to be the crown jewel of the company currently. Can you just talk about timing on some of your other business segments when you think you may do something strategically, whether it's an add-on or a sale?
Sure.
as I said before, you know, we're constantly trying to maximize value of everything that we own. I wouldn't forecast anything around an exit. I don't think it would be proper to do so. But I think that the way to think about what we are is XpresSpa will be approximately 70% of the company's revenue for this year. And in terms of Group Mobile, it's a growing business. And we look forward to building both over time. Obviously, we're in the business of maximizing as much value to shareholders as possible. So if a strategic were to come along and make a bid for one of those assets, we, of course, would look at it seriously.
Great. Thank you. Very helpful, and look forward to following.
Great. Thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. Our next question comes from Greg Russo. Please state your question.
Hi, Andrew. Congratulations on the quarter, and the outlook sounds interesting. I actually had a few questions around XpresSpa's addressable market. I think you mentioned that over time you can get the domestic store count up over 150. And I know you mentioned that RFPs, you seem to have like 80% win rate, and there seem to be 20 or so a year. So the 150 goal, how do you think of the pace of how you're going to get there? And is it just some RFPs? Are there other ways to do it? And then I'll follow up after that. Thanks.
Oh, it's Ed Jankowski. I'll answer that, especially having just come back from the ARN convention in New Orleans, which is the largest airport conference in the U.S. There's three different ways that we can do that. Not every single opportunity comes through an RFP. There are more and more, there's a prime concessionaire that actually does the RFP and is awarded a certain amount of square footage in the airport. So we had some really great conversations with people like Hudson News and Parodies and OTG that are literally have space available today without having to go through the RFP process. So that's number one. Number two, the airports were very receptive to our new kiosks and pop-up program, and many of them have opportunities in holding areas or old phone banks or different positioning throughout the terminals where it's not necessary to do an RFP. And even though the lease might be shorter, the cost of the build-out is much less in a kiosk or a pop-up or a temporary location. A great example of that Andrew brought up was that we currently we're operating 4 spas in T4. They were given back a space, and we were able to do a temp location in a matter of weeks. So that will be another vehicle for growth. Currently, there's 53 airports in North America that have more than 3 million enplanements a year, and that's usually the cutoff that we look at is anything more than 3 million enplanements. Out of the 53, we're currently in close to 20. So there's a number of secondary and tertiary airports that still have very healthy enplanements that we spoke to at the ARN that are very, very interested in sitting down with XpresSpa to talk about temporary or kiosk locations and, more importantly, RFPs that might be coming down the pike.
So I think just to pull out one of the statements that I've made, out of those 53 locations, if you assume that we're in a little bit over 20 of them, that leaves a lot of white space. And so as a result, if you actually do the analysis on those 53 airports, that's how you quickly get to a addressable market of 150 company-owned stores and kiosk locations. And then as Ed mentioned, and as I mentioned in my remarks earlier, beyond that 150, we think that there's a franchise opportunity.
Great, thanks. And with XpresSpa, are there other like adjacencies, new products or services that you've contemplated branching into, layering on to kind of expand the TAM a bit?
Sure. So the answer is yes, absolutely. The relationships that we have with the airports are key to that. And what we've seen is that the airports are increasingly focusing on, one, services, and two, on wellness. And while we're not prepared to make public statements about what adjacencies we might go into over time, it's something that we're definitely looking at. In addition to that, one of the things that is presently possible to exploit is that we do have approximately 50 outlets in airports with upper demographic travelers going through them. So we do have shelf space to sell additional products and services, and that's something that we're looking at very closely right now, and that you can expect to see us doing something this year.
Great. Thanks a lot. Good luck.
Okay, our next question comes from Will Jestek. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, hi, Andrew. Congratulations on the quarter. I'm an individual investor, excited for the outlook, too. I was wondering if you could comment on any of the synergies that you might be working on between product lines. I know I can think of a lot.
Sure. Just in terms of, you know, one of the key things that we're rolling out and that we're working on right now is upgrading the technology across ExpressBot, and that's actually something that we have our team from Group Mobile actively working on. So there definitely is some crossover there. In terms of products, we're really focused on, on selling through ExpressBot the products that work, and then adding to that line over time. But the real synergy that we see is the synergy that occurs at the corporate level, which is the synergy that happens through our accounting team and ExpressBot's accounting team, and also the synergies between our various legal departments, and just streamlining and being more cost efficient as an organization.
Okay. Have you considered putting FlyCharge in an ExpressBot to sort of advertise to customers?
This is Cliff Weinstein, Will. The answer is yes. Charging at the airport is a major challenge for airports. We've all been there. The answer is yes, and I'm sitting next to Ed now, and as the ExpressBot team's moved in and we're laying the groundwork and the foundation and getting all our ducks in a row, it is a big priority for us to offer charging in ExpressBot, and I think you'll see it roll out shortly.
Okay, great. All the questions I have. Appreciate you taking them.
Sure.
And there are no further questions. Thank you. This concludes today's webcast. We thank you for your participation. You may disconnect your lines at this time and have a great day.